Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a Raga Cut blueprint for a timeless roller inside Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to drop a vocal on top of the track. The goal is to make the vocal behave like part of the groove engine. That means it has to chop, bounce, answer the drums, and bring attitude without turning into a gimmick. In D&B rollers, this kind of vocal is incredibly useful because it creates motion without needing huge chord changes or flashy harmony. It keeps the listener engaged through repetition, and it gives the drop an identity. But it also needs discipline. If you place it badly, it will fight the snare, mask the bass, or clutter the whole center of the mix. So the first thing to understand is this. A raga cut is not a full vocal line. It's a rhythmic weapon. Start with the right source. Pick a raga-style phrase, MC line, or chant that already has character, then trim it hard. You only want 1 to 3 words, maybe a few strong syllables. Look for consonants that hit like percussion and a vowel that keeps the chop human. If the sample sounds too song-like, shorten it. If it sounds dead, leave a little tail on the end so it can breathe later. In Ableton, warp only if you need to. If the sample already grooves, leave it natural. If it's short and punchy, beats mode can work well. If there's more sustained tone, Complex Pro may keep it cleaner. What to listen for here is simple. The first consonant should land like a mini drum hit. The tail should not smear into the snare or bass. If it feels loose and solo but useless in the groove, trim again. Don't fall in love with the full phrase just because it sounds good by itself. Now put your drums and bass loop on first, and audition the vocal against that pocket before you process anything. This matters a lot. A vocal chop can feel perfect in isolation and still be completely wrong once the snare and bass are moving. Place the vocal so it enters the snare, leads into the snare, or lands just after the kick. Nudge the timing by a few milliseconds if needed. That tiny push or pull can make the phrase feel lazy, tense, or locked in. Why this works in D&B is because rollers depend on groove pressure. You want the vocal to breathe with the drum pattern, not sit on top of it like an extra layer. If the vocal lands too rigidly on every beat, it sounds trapped. If it floats too freely, it loses tension. So listen carefully. Does it breathe with the snare, or does it fight the transient? Does it push the tune forward or flatten the groove? Once the timing feels good, build a clean stock Ableton chain. A solid starting point is EQ8, compressor, saturator, echo, and utility. If you want a dirtier underground flavor, you can swap an auto filter or a drum bus and keep the space effects very light. The main idea is to keep the vocal present, mid-forward, and controlled. With EQ8, high pass somewhere around 120 to 100 AEHC to clear space for the kick and sub. If it feels boxy, take a little out around 250 to 500 HC. If it gets harsh, tame the upper mids around 2.5 to 5 kHC. Then use compressor to keep the syllables consistent across fast repetition. You don't want obvious pumping, just a few dB of control. After that, saturator can add density and bite. A little drive goes a long way. You want consonants to cut, not fizz. Then use echo carefully. Short delay times, low feedback, filtered repeats. In D&B, too much delay smears the bar line and makes the drop feel softer than it should. Utility is there to keep the center focused. If the vocal is acting like a punchy hook, keep it mostly mono or narrow. Save the width for delay throws and little transition moments. What to listen for here is whether the vocal feels closer and more physical after processing, not just louder. If it becomes smaller and flatter, something is wrong. Saturation should thicken the mids, not turn the phrase into noise. At this point, make a creative decision. Do you want the vocal to be a percussive raga cut or a hypnotic chant layer? Don't try to do both equally in the same loop. If you go for the percussive cut, keep the phrases short, dry, and clipped. This is the better choice for minimal rollers, dark amen pressure, and anything that needs to hit hard in the club. If you go for the chant layer, let some syllables trail a little longer, use a touch more delay, and let the phrase feel more like a looped atmosphere. That works if the tune needs a moody hook that keeps unfolding. Either way, commit. A single vocal trying to be everything usually ends up doing nothing clearly. Now edit the vocal like a drum pattern, not a melody line. This is one of the biggest mindset shifts. Think in ghost notes, replies, and fill hits. Duplicate the clip or slice it into a few versions. Put one hit on the offbeat. Try another just before the snare. Add a quick double hit before a bar change. Leave at least one gap every couple of bars so the loop can breathe. A strong raga cut often works with a simple conversation. One main hit, one response, and one little tail or spoken tag. That's enough to create motion. You don't need to fill every moment. In fact, the more space you leave, the more powerful the hits become. What to listen for now is whether the vocal still works when the drums are muted. If the vocal alone feels like a strong rhythm idea, you're in the right zone. And if the drums feel smaller when the vocal is removed, that means the vocal is doing real groove work. That's a good sign. If it sounds cluttered, remove a hit before you reach for more effects. Now add movement, but keep it restrained. Automation should create evolution, not constant motion. A little auto filter opening before a drop can add lift. A delay throw on the last word of a phrase can add excitement. A small width change on a transition can make the section feel bigger. A slight saturator drive boost into a switch up can make the second half feel more aggressive. But be careful. If you automate everything every bar, the loop starts sounding nervous instead of rolling. In DNB, stability is part of the power. So keep most of the vocal steady, and use automation only where it really matters. Phrase endings, drop entrances, section changes. That's enough. Now bring the vocal back into the full context with drums and bass. This is the real test. Solo can lie to you. Check whether the snare still hits hard, whether the sub stays stable and centered, and whether the vocal can still be understood without pushing it too loud. If the vocal masks the bass, high pass more aggressively or clean up some low mids. If the vocal feels buried, don't just turn it up. Try a small presence lift around 2 to 4 kHz, or add a little more saturation for density. If the snare loses impact, lower the vocal by a dB or two and check the timing again. Placement matters just as much as EQ. A really important coach-level move here is to check the vocal in mono. If it still feels effective in mono, it will usually survive much better on club systems. Keep the dry core centered and let the delays or reverbs live quietly around it. That dry core, dirty edge approach works really well in darker DNB. One clean central hook, with only the tails or throws getting wider and rougher. Once the shape is right, print it. Resample the processed vocal to audio. This is a huge workflow move in Ableton because it locks in the timing, the tail behavior, and the tone. It also stops you from endlessly tweaking one clip forever. Name the printed versions by function, not by sample source. Think main cut, delay throw, fill, pressure version. That way you arrange by roll, which is much faster. From there, place it with DJ-friendly phrasing. A great default is a teasy intro, a full first drop statement, then a variation later on. In the intro or breakdown, use a filtered fragment or a couple of hints of the phrase. In drop A, keep the vocal readable and not over busy. Then in the second 8 or 16 bars, remove one hit, change the last word, or add a delay throw so the ear knows the section is progressing. That progression matters because a good roller doesn't just repeat. It evolves through small moves. Maybe the first drop is cleaner and more readable. Maybe the second drop is shorter, darker, and more fragmented. That contrast gives the tune momentum without losing its identity. A few extra pro tips can really help here. Distort the mids, not the low end. Keep the vocal dry in the center and use space like a shadow, not a room. If the vocal needs more character, layer a quieter duplicate pitched slightly lower or filtered to reinforce the hook. And if you want real pressure, use very short repeats instead of long echo washes. One tight repeat can feel like a second voice in the tunnel. Long repeats can make the whole tune feel softer than intended. Also, remember that repetition is a design choice. If the same cut appears every bar, the ear stops hearing it as a hook and starts hearing it as wallpaper. Remove one hit before adding more processing. That one move often makes the whole thing feel more expensive and more intentional. So here's the big picture. Trim the vocal hard. Place it against the drum pocket before you process it. Use EQ, compression, saturation, delay, and utility to shape it into a centered, rhythmic hook. Decide whether it's a percussive cut or a hypnotic chant. Edit it like a drum pattern. Print it once the rhythm is right. Then arrange it so it supports the drop instead of sitting on top of it. If you do that well, the vocal won't feel pasted on. It'll feel designed for the beat. It'll give the roller forward motion, attitude, and that timeless ragga pressure that keeps working on a club system. For your practice challenge, build a 4-bar ragga cut using one vocal source, only stock Ableton devices, mostly mono center, no more than 2 delay throws, and no more than 1 reverb treatment. Make 1 main chop, 1 response, and 1 variation in bar 4. Then mute it and ask yourself, does the drum and bass loop still work? Does the vocal add momentum without masking the snare? Can you understand the hook at low volume? If the answer is yes, you've got a real roller element. If not, simplify the chop pattern and trim the processing before doing anything else. Keep it tight, keep it rude, and keep it moving.